Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial number 2. I have Jose Nino on the line with me. Jose has not written, I don't believe, about this particular subject that we're going to discuss, but we kind of had some fun talking about it off mic. You know, the Democrats are really, we've got some primaries coming up, and the Democrats are really, really hurting, in my opinion, in the sense that the economic indicators are absolutely terrible right now. And they really need to get, as McKinney and I discussed this morning, they really need to get people's minds off of the economy, and they now need to get on social issues. Jose, the social issues that I think is front and center right now is Roe v. Wade. What do you think?
Yes, indeed. When you have the southern border collapsing and just the overall economy collapsing, it makes more sense for Democrats to take advantage of this leak and make it suck up all media attention to divert attention away from their other failings of like the Biden regime. However, this issue is very multi-dimensional in how we are kind of seeing now the integrity of the Supreme Court, which has produced a lot of questionable decisions. Roe v. Wade now being called into question, especially with this aide who apparently leaked this very sensitive information, which is almost like a form of blackmail when you think about it, because now they're probably going to try to somehow put pressure on an impartial judge to change their vote on this. Which may likely be like somebody like John Roberts, who has routinely let down a lot of constitutionalists and conservatives.
Yeah.
Now, I actually have a pretty controversial opinion on this, in how this is clearly a move to try to boost turnout for Democrats, but I don't think the boost will be enough for them to save them in the midterms, because when you actually look at a lot of polling, abortion doesn't really motivate that many people to go to the polls, especially on the pro-choice side, because those people have already been voting Democrat for decades. And it's other bigger issues, such as the cultural radicalism taking place in schools, corporations, and all that, with all this woke nonsense, and just the deteriorating socioeconomic situation in many cities from rising crime, all that economy, that are much bigger issues. If anything, this could actually energize a lot of the right at the state level to start passing a lot of their own abortion restrictions. So this type of play may have actually backfired for Democrats.
You know, I'm not sure it will. I read this morning where Biden basically came out and said, this is just, you know, this is, you're going to lose more of your rights here because of the Republicans. And he made a big deal out of that. He made a big deal. You know, it's funny, I had to kill some time this afternoon while my car was getting serviced and I got the bad news. But I was actually reading a bit of the New York Times when I had some sushi for lunch, and they're really, really, the press is really playing up Pelosi's trip to Ukraine. And, you know, she's looking like a real hero all of a sudden. She's really beating the drum for how the U.S. stands behind them 1,000%, et cetera, something like that. And then now today, we have the leak about the Roe v. Wade vote. Now, the thing that I think is interesting about that is, in reality, nothing is really changing, in the sense that the only thing the Republicans, I think, would like to see is they want to send it back to the states. They want the abortion issue to be the purview of the state governments as opposed to the federal government. Do you have any comments on that?
Yes. Yeah, the overturning of Roe v. Wade honestly is not going to signal like total doom. In many respects, it's actually kind of a moderate move when you look at it, because blue states will still be able to pretty much abort to their heart's content. It's
right.
That now red states can have, like, they can engage in policy making diversity in the sense that they can pass their own restrictions, mm-hmm. be at liberty to do so. And here's a fun fact, because I have worked with many pro-life groups in the past. They will all tell you that even in Republican legislatures, it is not a walk in the park to pass pro-life legislation and all that. You still have to lobby hard, and
right.
the Republican Party will drag its feet.
Right.
So I don't buy for a second like the doomsday scenarios a lot of pro-choice people and all of that are saying. Now, to just wrap this up, I think this is a broader trend that you're going to start seeing in American politics, where now you're going to see on controversial issues, whether it's Second Amendment, abortion, and other wedge issues, you're going to see
right.
states, counties, and all that start passing their own types of policies because of how polarized the U.S. is becoming. You're going to see blue states, blue, and other blue jurisdictions pass very radical pro-choice legislation, and
right.
the converse with red states passing more restrictions. And Second Amendment, you're already seeing it with constitutional carry practically becoming law in almost every red state. So
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see more of that type of polarization.
Well, the point that I was trying to make, you know, and I agree with you 100%, Jose, but the point that I was trying to make is all of a sudden the Democrats are bringing up very emotional issues, you know, giving the president a chance to say that you're going to lose your rights, blah, blah, blah. I don't like the way the presidents are. I don't like the way the Democrats necessarily play politics, but I have to say they're very effective, at least in their home camp, to say the least. Jose, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me on, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.